Welcome to Day 8. Today we will be learning about love languages. I hope that you found yesterday's session helpful and you can now identify which attachment style you are, along with what attachment styles you are generally attracted to. Attachment styles offer a new perspective when looking at how we love. Today's topic of love languages again helps us to see love in a new light. Love languages is a concept created by Dr. Gary Chapman, the author of The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. He is a counsellor who has a passion for people and helping them form lasting relationships. In his many years of marriage counselling, he discovered that there is one fundamental truth that has been overlooked when it comes to relationships and love. People speak different love languages. So how did Gary discover these love languages? For a number of years, he had been helping couples in the counselling office discover what their spouse desired in order to feel loved. Eventually, he began to see a pattern in their responses. Therefore, he decided to read the notes he had made over 12 years of counselling couples and ask himself the question. When someone sat in my office and said, "I feel like my spouse doesn't love me," what did they want? It was then Gary discovered that their answers fell into five categories, which he called the five love languages. Let's discover more about these love languages. Love languages are the way we like to give and receive love and can be narrowed down into five categories. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Since each of us expresses love in different ways, it's no wonder that we can find loving someone confusing. I personally enjoy receiving love through physical touch and words of affirmation, but I was incredibly surprised when I learned about these love languages and looked back upon past relationships. The ones that did not usually work boiled down to the fact that our love languages were very different. We were both showing love, but not in the way the other liked to receive it. The very glue that is required to hold a relationship together was not present. Gary is definitely right when he states, "Love is the most important word in the English language and the most confusing." Although love can be a very mysterious topic, hopefully this journey we have taken together will begin to ease the confusion. Especially now you have a number of tried and tested methods to help you along the path to successfully loving yourself and others. Let's delve deeper into learning about each of these five love languages. Love language number one, words of affirmation. Words of affirmation is usually the type of words that uplift us, for example, words of appreciation, encouragement, or compliments. You may find that it is important for you to hear your partner say, "I love you," or "You are beautiful." Typically, at the beginning of a relationship, we are only too keen to tell our partner these positive words, but after some time, we can become complacent and forget. How does this love language resonate with you? Do you enjoy hearing these types of statements from your partner? Love language number two, quality time. Quality time is when you give your partner your undivided attention. It means you are both totally focused on one another. There is no TV on in the background. It is precious time for just the two of you, which consists of conversation and listening to each other. This may also entail an activity that you can both do together. Think about how you would like to spend quality time with your current or future partner. Make a list of all the activities you would like to do together. Love language number three, receiving gifts. Gifts are a visual symbol of our love. Like in a marriage ceremony, they usually include the giving and receiving of rings as an outward visible sign of our commitment. Gifts don't have to be expensive. It's more about giving a token of our affection. It says to our partner, I thought of you. The gift is an expression of love, a symbol of our affection. For some people, this can be a very important way of receiving love. I would like you to reflect a little on how to give gifts. Think about your current partner or dear friend or family member. When was the last time you showed a token of your affection through a gift? What could you do today to show that love? Love language number 4, acts of service. Acts of service include doing things you know your spouse would like you to do. In order to please our partners, we need to express our love through how we can be of service. This can be in very simple ways, such as cooking, cleaning, organising events, trips, days out, walking the dog, or even paying the bills. If we ensure these chores are done with a positive expression, it will make them feel loved. Think back to the last time you had a dinner cooked for you. I bet this made you feel loved and cared for. As the saying goes, it's the small things that count. This is true with love. It's not always about big gestures. Sometimes it's as simple as supporting our partner through a busy period by cleaning the house and cooking dinner. Love language number 5. Physical touch. The power of touch is a pretty obvious way of communicating love. Believe it or not though, physical touch can make or break a relationship. Love touches are the emotional lifeline of the person for whom physical touch is the primary love language. Touch creates a sense of intimacy. Just a stroke of the arm as you walk past your partner into the next room can work wonders. It says, I love you. What can you do to show more affection to others around you? Learning about what the 5 love languages are and discovering how you like to be loved is so important in this journey and can bring forth an amazing amount of value to all our relationships, not just those that are romantic in nature. The love languages are successful because our deepest emotional need is to be loved. It may be that you are being loved, just not in the way you learned how to communicate it. It's worth noting that how we received love from our parents usually dictates how we like to give and receive love in our adult relationships. Learning about these love languages does not mean we can pass the buck, however. I believe it's our personal responsibility to be aware of our own love tank, and in the same way we would put petrol in the car, we need to fill ourselves up with love. Learning about our own love language and how we can keep filled up solo will only help us when we enter a relationship. Remember, to love is a choice. It's the core of who we are, but as free-willed souls, it's up to us to choose to love. I hope that today's session has been insightful for you and you can begin to use this knowledge to empower you to express your love in a range of ways. To discover your love language and begin improving your relationships, you may wish to take the 5 Love Languages official assessment, which can be found at www.5lovelanguages.com. I look forward to greeting you in tomorrow's session where we will begin to define love. As always, wishing you a beautiful, love-filled day.